Oh, wrapping up a very busy day. As you were trying to have signing day and practice on the same day, that's always a joy. And getting ready for a bowl game and working on third down and red zone and all these situations and then worry about who's signing. So it's fun. But, no, it is. It was a great day for us. I thought our coaches did a tremendous job in the recruiting battle, building relationships and staying very strong. We signed 22 guys today. 11 from this state, which is you know, we're always going to work inside out and thank the coaches so much for the help they give us. I mean, trying to directly involve them in recruiting, stay involved in that, and they do a great job of staying with their players and locking on to that. And the straight line recruiting, which we always want to have contact with those and have a great relationship. And I did a very good job. Our coaches did a good job of going out of state and finding some guys that were very interested in the program. And as you get folks to A&M for the first time, that's they you know they love it. I mean, they realize all the things that are here. Personally, for your culture of who you are academically, how we are committed athletically, and then when they find out about that Aggie network, it's a great thing. It's a very good thing to recruit to. So very proud of our guys. I thought our students, our players did a great job in recruiting. Make no mistake, when you sign great classes and you bring all these guys on visits and they get around your players, you can recruit till you're blue in the face. Those players are going to tell them the truth, what they want and how they want on their team, and their personality is really going to rub off on these kids about do they fit in, do they like them, how they treat them. And I thought our players did a tremendous job of expressing how much they need these guys and want to embrace them in the program and did a great job of helping us recruit. So in that regard, it was very good. So, but it was a very good day. You know, had 12 offensive players, 10 defensive players. So we had needs all the way across the board in which we hit. We had all position groups. We're building depth in which we have. And I think that's, you know, I say when your practices are your greatest competition as far as making guys play hard, get better each and every day, that's good. And we'll keep developing that depth in which we have. And very proud of the guys we signed. A lot of our coaches did a good job evaluating, I think. And I think these guys were all guys that we tremendously wanted and went after and battled everybody in the country for them. So it was a great group of guys. And as I say, very excited. Now we'll find out here. You say it usually used to be in a couple years. You usually find out now. Like last year, we found out that, you know, you play those freshmen pretty quickly now. So it's a different day and time. And you got to have those guys contribute. So, and I believe there's a huge number of guys coming in the midterm, which would be great, getting them through spring ball. And those guys will have a tremendous advantage to help it next year. But the other guys who come in, we had a lot of guys who didn't come in early who made great contributions this year too. So it works both ways. So very excited to have these guys and going forward and then, you know, getting ready for this bowl game. Questions?
Start with Gabe and then Brent.
Excuse me, Coach. I wanted to ask you about you'll get a little choked up just talking to you. I want to ask you about edge rusher specifically, how big a need that was, and then corner as well. Those two big positions.
In well, you need depth in secondary, and we had to have covers. We have corners. I mean, we you know, had a great group here. I mean, the three guys we got, Josh Moten, Jalen Jones, Brian George, and then at safety, Antonio Johnson, who can play corner as a safety. Those guys are very vital because you got to be able to move guys around. And you see guys in three and four wides, and guys have multiple great receivers in this league. You got to have matchups across the board. So we had, I think we got great size in that group. We got great length. I think we got really good ball skills. All those guys are tremendous offensive players. If you watch them as return guys, Antonio Johnson had 1,000 yards. Jalen Jones had a ton of plays on offense. Brian George is a returner. Moten, ball skills. I mean, all those guys, and they all tackle well, very physical. So very excited there. And you always got to pressure the quarterback. Length on the edge, the size in which we have bringing Brandon Mowry back. I'm getting Diggs back down here from New Jersey. He was a Gatorade Player of the Year. This guy is a heck of a tight end. You see the ball skills, and that's the athleticism. And I say, why is that important as an edge rusher? The ability to adjust your body, control your body, be able to create power. He can do that. And then getting Donnell Harris late right there, I think, who is a tremendous edge rush, long guy that can stand up, get down, be a tremendous edge guy when he rushes. All those guys have multiple uses and can be moved around, so that was very big, along with the big guys inside. And we had a lot of big guys in the offensive and defensive lines that we're very proud of too. Questions?
Right side, Brent. Then
5 offensive linemen. I know it's not a position you can develop overnight, but how big a step did y'all take toward shoring that up?
Huge. You can't get enough of those guys, and you got to have them a lot. And hopefully, some of those guys will come in and be ready to go and do it. We think some of them guys can help us in the depth really quickly. And you got to have guys that listen. You see that the games that you struggle up front. I don't care what good skill guys you have. They can't function. And we got to build that depth and keep getting better at that position.
To the left, Travis, and then right next to him, Zach.
Two questions, Coach. First, going with George, the JUCO transfer, how much was that wanting to get someone who could step in immediately to kind of help shore up that
position? Well, not only that. I mean, I think our young freshmen will be able to do that. I think Jalen Moten and all those Jones, and I think they all can too. But he was just – he was a value. If we evaluate his talent, we thought he was a very, very special talent. And to have that and know – hopefully, you know, as a JUCO guy, you want him to make an immediate impact. He'll have that opportunity. But it was one, to have an impact quickly, but two, his talent level was extreme, and we were very comfortable with that.
And second question, how much did Jayshon Corbin's departure surprise you, and what reasoning did he give for?
Well, I'll keep those private, what we do. I mean, it does surprise me. I have the utmost respect for Jayshon. He's a tremendous young man and a heck of a player, and would have been for us again. I mean, we were expecting him. And, you know, you'll never know how this thing turns out in these portals. I mean, let's get guys back. And as you see now, Glenn Beal's back with us, you know, out there practicing. He's back out of the portal and back there with us right now too. So, you know, guys have you know, as you talk things out and you work through things, you never know. So, I mean, but at the same time, Jayshon was a heck of a player and a very good player. But, you know, unfortunately, that's today's day and time sometimes.
To the left, Zach.
Jimbo over here. To your left.
Okay.
Front row, right next to Travis. Other than the physical attributes that you look for in a quarterback, what is it that Haynes King showed you that made you want to go after him?
Well, I mean, first of all, he's a winner. He lost two games in his life. He lost one as a sophomore and one as a senior. He was 29-1, I think, going in, and they were seeing that 40-2 or 41-2. He understands, and he did it with different teams. Last year, he had a tremendous, you know, experienced offensive line receivers and threw for 4,000 some yards and 40 some touchdowns. This year, didn't have his experience at the line and the receivers, and still took his team to an undefeated season through the regular season, took him deep in the playoffs. I mean, the guy understands how to win and motivate players, be around guys. And like you say, the intangibles, we measure the physical things, but the tangibles, will the players play for him? Do they love him? Is his personality unbelievable? Your team takes that guy's personality, the competitive nature of him, the toughness of him. Does the defense want to get the ball back for him? Does the offense want to not protect him? And does he inspire you? Can he do the things that make you rise above your level in certain levels of time? And he does that. You look at everything about him when you're around him. This guy is a gym rat. He's a coach's son. He knows ball. Everything about him, you love him. And you feel his toughness when you're around him and his competitiveness. And his physical skills are tremendous. I love everything about him.
Go to the back behind the lights, John, and then Mike.
Coach, Jordan Jefferson from Navasota played on both sides of the ball. Do you see him being an offensive lineman or defensive lineman role here at A&M?
We'll see here. I mean, we'll wait and see when he gets here. You know what I'm saying? We originally recruited him as an offense. He played some defense. All those guys, we'll evaluate and do tests with him and things in the offseason and see where we best fit and where our needs are. But we're very blessed to have him. Very good player.
To the back right, Coach Mike.
Coach, last year I asked you who you thought one of the more underrated players in your class was. You said Jalen Wiedermeyer. He turned out to be pretty good this year. Who do you think maybe a little bit on the – under the radar scale that you guys are really excited to bring
these guys? There's a lot of them that are thought of pretty highly. For some reason, people don't think 114 touchdowns and 20.4 and 200 meters is very good. So, I mean, and playing in a very high leg of ball. So, I think that guy's pretty good, a chain. I think Blake Smith is look at who he's recruited by as a tight end. He was a three-star guy. This guy's big, athletic, long, can do all the things he has to have. I'm trying to think. Chris Morris is very high ranked. Some was high. I think he's a very really good guy inside that doesn't get as much acclaim. Brandon Mowry is a guy we snuck in back from last year who, you know, doesn't get, I think, is really grown. You see his body. I think he has the D lineman, Dallas Walker, and Rakes. I mean, but they're all pretty highly ranked, I guess. I don't pay attention. I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I couldn't tell you what our guys are ranked. I hear our guys say that and do that, and I laugh because I don't care. I got to worry about those guys who I'm picking. I got problems. But, you know, Doyle's a guy, but he's pretty highly ranked, I think, too. So most of them are pretty highly ranked. So they're supposed to be good anyway. We better coach them and get them to play good.
To the left side, Rob, and then Gabe.
Coach, you know, hearing today some of the national media talking about coaches that kids are flipping at the last minute on National Signing Day.
Oh, yeah.
What do you think the key is for you that you've been able – do you think it's the relationships that you've built with these kids that they stay true to Texas A&M?
I don't know enough about the other coaches, how they recruit as much, because I'm not in the meetings with them. But hopefully that we're building strong relationships and bonds, and that there's a trust factor there. And I always try to – you know, one thing we do try to pride ourselves on is every time you come here, we're the same. I ain't into dog and pony recruiting. I ain't telling you – I'm going to tell you the truth, what's there, what we believe, what we see, and to be honest with you and genuine with you. And I think people appreciate that, and hopefully they do each and every time, and hopefully we're staying in enough contact with guys that they understand and we're answering questions, being truthful. Listen, nothing's perfect. We're not perfect, and this school's not perfect. No place is perfect. But we do understand what, and where we see your vision, and we try to explain that to people and where you fit in and what happens. And, you know, fortunate enough, our coaches are doing a really good job and the process. And I think we got a tremendous support staff. I think they feel A&M when they get here. I think they feel the genuineness and the culture of A&M. I mean, everyone that say, every time they'll come in and say, boy, you got a great – I mean, every time the parents expect you got great people working for you, and we're blessed to have that. No matter – it's not just a full-time coach. Our support staff are involved in recruiting your players, and, you know, that's all important.
Right side, Gabe.
Coach, I wanted to ask you about Damon Demas and a little bit more about Devon Achain as well, and what those guys add in terms of the speed element to your
offense. Well, you know, the skill guys we got with Haynes at quarterback – Jackson, I'm going to tell you, this guy in Atlanta, I love. I think he's one heck of a player, too. And here's another. I think he's ranked as a three-star guy who we were very high on, took very early. So we know what we thought of him. A chain, I mean, dynamic that can change numbers on the scoreboard when he gets in space, whether it's a return game, a receiving game, a running game. But you look at that guy, everybody sees a track. He's a football player who runs track. He's not a track guy who plays football. He's very thick. He's built well. He's going to be he's 176, 170. He'll be a 185-pound guy, you know, and play very physical. Demas, I mean, just his raw athleticism to be able to jump, run, play, win one-on-one matchups, as I call those erasers that say, you know, you can't always say with those guys, and that's what you got to have at your skill positions, that, all right, that X has got that O. Well, sometimes that doesn't work, you know, when we play people like that, and that's what you got to have. But, I think Moose Muhammad's that way too. I think he has tremendous big playability. I think Devin Price can go up over you. So I think all of our skill guys on offense and Blake Smith, I think those – and Haynes, not only throwing it but running, I think all those guys can create points, and that's what you got to have, not just first downs. They got to stretch that field, and they got to finish the one- and two-play drives, and I think those guys all bring that.
The left, Alex.
Hey, Coach. See, you got 13 early enrollees. Is that the most you ever had? And
I think it is. I think I've been around 9 or 10 before. I believe this is the most. I believe this is the most.
Gotcha. And what's really the biggest benefit of getting those guys here?
Well, I think
January?
It's for them, their knowledge of getting used to school, what school's like, what going to school's like. See, football is such a hard sport in these freshmen because, understand something, they get here, their sports live while they're trying to figure out this camp. I know they get here in summer a little bit, but with a full campus, that's hard. I mean, you're starting. Other sports usually, you know, a lot of basketball, all that get later in the year. They get adjusted to everything. But also how we do things, how we work out, the strength, conditioning, the nutrition, and all, but more importantly, the terminology. A lot of these guys have ability, but if you know what to do and you're asking me questions, well, if I'm up here talking in Chinese, how are you interpreting that? You know what I'm saying? It makes it hard for you to know what I'm saying. Well, that's what these kids are going through. When they get here, they can run a post route or do this or do that, but how it's called, that terminology, knowing where to go, how to go, getting used to that language, that's as important as anything. That, because until they unlock that, they can't unlock their athletic abilities.
Gotcha. And can I get one more?
Yes, sir.
And of those guys,
last time.
do you have any of those guys that will practice with the team during bowl prep at all? I see that. That's
no,
everything else.
No, we won't.
Okay. Right side, Brent.
I was going to ask you the early enrollee question, so I'm going to switch it to my annual question about you reaching beyond the state's borders.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think I ever remember 50% of the class ever being from out of the state as well, and just the importance of that.
First of all, that's not a planned thing. We're just trying to get the best players and who is interested in A&M, but because we want Texas kids. We want to recruit Texas. This is a tremendous base. But I do think the Texas A&M brand going nationally, as you see, Alabama goes nationally, Clemson goes nationally, Florida goes nationally, Georgia goes nationally, Ohio State goes nationally. I think you got it. There's players everywhere, and people are willing to come, and you have as good a product to sell as anywhere in America. And I think it's very important that, you know, you do have those resources to be able to go out, and the more you build that, and the more success you have, and the more success those kids have when they get here, that's going to it just expands your area to be able to pull players from, which I think is very, very important.
The left side, Cease.
Did you expect Matabuki to leave, and where is Peavy's development when you're going to face that guy that's rushed for 1,900 yards?
Well, that's very tough. Their tailback is tremendous. I kind of did expect Matabuki, as I think he'll go high. I mean, I don't know how high. I mean, I think he's at least a second-round guy, maybe a first. I mean, we'll see. That all develops, you know what I mean? Like I said, I think next year he'd better have been the first guy taken. But, you know, there's choices you got to make, and we'll see, and hopefully he'll go high. I hope he goes first pick of the draft. I hope he goes great. But it didn't surprise me. But, you know, we waited, and we had a great discussion with he and his family before he made that decision. He was great about it. I wish him nothing but the best. But Peavy is really coming on. Peavy started playing really good football this year, and I see him bowl practice. I see him right now even different in how he's talking to guys because I think he sees the leadership role he has to take and the role he has, and hopefully he'll play very well because we're going to have our hands full because they can run that football, there's no doubt.
and folks we can transition in the bowl. So we've got Coach. We'll go to the back, Mike. But if it's still recruiting, keep going.
Yeah, I just had one more recruiting question, Coach. Between Devin Price and Haynes King, you got two coaches' kids coming in. What kind of character they bring to the program, and is that something you kind of look for?
Oh, character, but they understand. They understand so many things about what goes on, why coaches get on people, why people are tough on people, what's expected of you, how it's going to be expected of you. I mean, there's so many things that they have just seen. So that experience will make them and enhance their abilities here and enhance their ability to adjust quickly.
Down front right, Gabe.
Yeah, he asked you about coach's kid. How about a player's kid? How about Musa Muhammad a little bit more about Moose? And Jamon compared him a little bit to Christian Kirk in terms of just how serious he takes football. Do you think
he is a very serious, locked-in guy now? I mean, he's very, very mature, very intelligent, understands details of the game. You can have tremendous conversations with him. I mean, really gets it, understands routes. I mean, really, really advanced for his age and where he is. And I think the multitude of things he can do, whether he's a slot guy, an outside guy, or there's a lot of things he can do. And in the special teams game, I mean, very happy with him. I mean, really am. I think he's got a chance to be a really, really good football player. Fun to talk to. I mean, just very mature young man.
Coach Beck,
highly
left,
intelligent.
Behind the lights, John.
Coach, what do you think it'll be like for Devin and Coach Price to be able to have that relationship and be in the same program with the history that Coach Price has at
the
school?
Well, I mean, that's very blessed. I mean, Coach Price to be the legendary player he is here and what he did here and to be able to coach here and coach the guys he's coached here and have your son with you, that doesn't happen very often at this level. And for a dad to be here that long and for a son to have the ability to do it, I mean, we all dream of it. But, you know, that's a tremendous special relationship for them, and hopefully that'll be a great 3 to 5 years.
Down front left, Travis.
I know you touched on it briefly, but what have you seen so far in scouting Hubbard, their running back? And I know the defensive players said that they're kind of licking their chops at getting to face a good rushing defense. That's what they like. What is that like, getting to coach against
the
guy?
They're looking to play our defense, you mean?
Yes.
Oh, well, I'm sure they – I mean, they're looking to play anybody the way they run the ball. I mean, that guy can run it. He's got power. He got speed. He can make you miss and catch. I mean, he's a complete back and just knows how to tempo runs. I mean – not just that, I mean, contempt, and all of a sudden the accelerations, the decelerations, it makes you miss the levels, getting that shoulder down, not taking shots, delivering shots. Extremely natural in everything he does. I mean, there's nothing he can't do. I mean, complete player.
To the left, Alex.
Guys, this morning we're kind of noting the Oklahoma State defense, and it's a little different with the stacked looks and the zone coverages. What are you seeing from them?
Yeah, I mean, they play three down. Their defense coordinator has been a four-down guy in the past. They're doing a lot of three down, moving a guy with a – we call him spinner, with a guy moving around, different lineman, linebacker-type guy that can be in different gaps, different blitzes. I mean, tons of coverage, rotate coverage, very good corners, long, lanky corners. Safeties tackle very well, and they cause you a lot of different looks, drop eight. Then they'll drop seven, and they'll blitz and play zero. I mean, a multitude of looks and keep you on your toes. And, you know, our line and receivers and everybody's going to have to be because of our decorations, how we're blocking schemes and never that. They keep you on your toes, do a great job.
Front left, Zach.
Jimbo, with the way that the LSU game went for you guys, how important is it to bounce back, kind of get that taste out of your mouth heading into the
– I think it is. You just got to go back and play well. You got to remember that. We played well all year for the most part. They played well and kicked our tails. I mean, they did a good job. And you got to come back, and you got to have a short – you got to have a long memory as far as don't letting those things happen, but you got to have a short memory in that, you know, you're still those players that played the whole season very well, and you go have confidence to play in this bowl game. And we need to play well, and it's the next game. So whatever game you're in, you need to play well.
Other questions? Back in the back, John. Oh, sorry. Go ahead, Rob, if you've got one.
Coach, so how do you approach the bowl game? You know, being down on the sideline before the Belt Bowl and watching the kids get ready, and some of them are dancing around. Last year at the Gator Bowl, those guys were foaming at the mouth. I mean, they were serious, and you could just see a huge change from their perspective of how they were approaching the game. So tell me, you know, how do you preach that to your kids? And
this is the end of your season. You got to send your seniors out right, but you got to understand how to prepare for bowl games. Bowl games is a certain animal of its own. It's not like any other sport where you go right into playoffs the next week. You're waiting a month. There's preparation. You got to understand, and you're preparing yourself in program for not only this game, which is extremely important. Listen, any game you play and you keep score, you got to be ready to play. And I don't. You know, we're going to have a good time. We'll have a good time. We're time to have a good time. And the games, you have the best time at it, the bowl games, when you play real well and win. I promise you. That's when you do well. Okay? And so you got to understand that. But also the ability to get yourself prepared to play a game like that. So hopefully we're in a playoff situation going into a playoff game, that we understand that mechanism and training. And it's send the seniors out the right way, finish out the year the right way, and they're keeping score. So bank those Aggies proud. And I'm a believer, you got to focus and you got a job to do. You got to handle your business when it's time to handle your business.
Back behind the lights, left, John.
Coach, do you like Oklahoma State being the opponent? It's an opponent that fans know and kind of a regional team.
I mean, got great tradition, great history. Mike does a great job there. He's been there a long time. They've won a lot of football games. I mean, for both teams, it's an old Big 12 matchup that people are familiar with. So I think bowl games, that's the unique thing about bowl games, man. You get to play people you don't know or go back and catch some old rivalries. I mean, you don't ever know. And that's the unique thing about bowl games that make them so special, in my opinion. You get to go back and play some people you don't always play.
Anything else? All right.
You got one more?
One more, Alex.
He's full. He's ready.
Yeah,
he's
young buck.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, you took advantage all this time off.
I did. How many more spots do you guys have for the class?
I mean, we've got 22 signs, so you have 25. You have the capability of signing 25.